今天来讲我的见证。
I'm here today to share my testimony.
我的见证要从我上中学开始讲起。
And my testimony begins with when I was a middle school student.
在中国大陆上过学的人可能都知道，中学有一门课叫做政治课。
And those of you guys who are in the who went to school in China know that in China there is a course called politics.
对，政治课上讲什么呢？就是从初中开始，一直讲六年的马克思主义。
And in this politics class, we learn for 6 years. We learn about Marxism.
这门课是基本上所有学生都很不喜欢的一门课。
And generally speaking, this is a course that most students don't like.
绝大部分学生基本上都是混一混，然后去参加考试，背一背，参加考试。
Many students just get by. They don't put their heart into it.
但是我是比较另类的一个，我是属于那个极少数的真的学明白了的那个人。
But I was a special case. I'm one of the few who really studied hard and learned the lessons well.
对，我真是学明白。我觉得我当时很非常认可马克思主义。
And I think at the time I truly believed in this Marxist philosophy.
And 它的几个要素，像辩证唯物法之类的，我至今都非常清楚。
And I'm very clear about what it entails.
所以我当时也意识到，我当时认为这就是真理。
And I thought this was the truth.
一直到，所以我的政治课考试成绩一直都非常好。
So I always got good grades in my politics class.
即便高考以后，我都自己主动的再去寻找一些马克思主义的经典书籍去看。去读，因为我真的认为那是真理。
And even after I took the entrance exams, I still went out on my own and studied the Marxist philosophy.
但是这件事情，因为在那个中学的封闭的环境，这些事情可能不太会遇到。但是一旦你上了大学，然后尤其在后期接触了社会以后，你会经历到一个幻灭的过程。
But once you graduate from college, you enter into society, and you go through a period of change.
因为你会发现，他所讲的跟你所见的，所以你所经历的，你所看到的一切都是完全的不符。
Because what you learn doesn't match up with what you see and experience.
你会觉得他们的理论，如果是他们理论是对，那就世界是错的；如果他们的理论错了，那他们就理论是非常虚伪的。
So and you realize that the philosophy may be wrong.
我相信全中国的人或早或晚在那个阶段都会经历这么一个痛苦的过程。
And I feel that all the Chinese people probably went through the same experience.
但是我相信90%的人在那个时候就得过且过了。
But I think 90% of them passed through this stage.And they just got by this stage.
因为你会听到很多人劝你，所有人都那样，你何必呢？
They went through this stage without any change because many would tell them, well, everybody believes in this. Why should you change?
然后世界就是这样子，他们说什么，你何必那么 care 呢？
The world is this way. Why should you care what they say?
难得糊涂，糊涂糊涂，大家就过去了。
And so everybody just kind of continues on this way without really knowing.
我相信90%的人就这样过去了。
And I believe 90% of the people live this way.
但是我始终心里过不了这个坎儿。
But my heart couldn't get past this.
虽然表面上也许就过去了，但是我心里面始终觉得很深的不安。
Even if outwardly it seemed like I let it go, but inwardly there was a sense of unrest.
所以我在那个阶段不断地去寻找答案。
So at that time in my life, I sought the answers.
对，我读过很多佛经，还有各种哲学的思潮，还有各种包括古兰经我都读过。
And I read much literature, religious literature, like Buddhism, on philosophy and on the Quran.
我顺便说一下，我是一个理科生。
And I should also say that I'm a scientist.
对，我从小接受的训练全是逻辑上的训练，它的主要问题就是在寻找漏洞和寻找反例。
And I received training in lessons of logic and sought out the laws of this world.
所以我习惯性的思考就是碰到一个理论就先去找它的反例。
So when I first learned about a law, then I would go seek out its application.
所以实际上我接触到的所有最新潮的理论以及各种古老的理论都没有办法让我内心得到满足。
But all of these lessons and laws that I learned couldn't satisfy my heart's desire.
然后在2002年左右，有一个人给我传福音。
Then in 2002, that was the first time someone preached the gospel to me.
那是我一个从小的伙伴，一直非常好的一个伙伴，他突然向我传了福音，我非常震惊。
This was my childhood friend who I got along very well with, and I was very surprised that he preached the gospel to me.
对，我虽然很震惊，但是我也没有，当时并没有把基督作为有什么特殊的想法，我只是把它作为选项之一。
And although I was very surprised by this, but yet I didn't choose the Lord, I just thought he was one of the possible choices.
然后在02年之后，还有陆续的遇到各种场合有人给我传福音，以及到美国来之后也碰到各种参加过各种教会的活动。
Afterwards, there were other opportunities where others preached the gospel to me again. And then after coming to the States, I attended many church activities.
对，在各个地方参加过不少教会的活动，倒是蹭了不少饭。
And I went to many different meetings, so to speak, and I ate a lot of free lunches.
最终在经过这个兜兜转转之后，在2012年在各位弟兄姐妹还有的帮助下，我终于觉知信主，在这个教会受洗。
And it wasn't until 2012 that I came here, and with the help of many brothers and sisters, I believed in the Lord, and I was baptized into Him.
Amen.
就顺便说一句，我第一次听福音是2002年，然后受洗2012年，中间隔了十年。
So I want to point out that the first time I heard about the gospel was in 2002, and I was baptized in 2012, 10 years later.
所以有些传福音的弟兄姐妹们觉得传福音没有果效，其实不一定。
So for the many brothers and sisters, you may think that there's no fruit in preaching the gospel, but that's not the case.
Right.
因为你不知道，你可能随随便便的话，不知道对接收者心里产生什么样的影响。
Because you do not know what effect your word has on the heart of that one. Amen.
正如经上说的，播种有时，收获有时。上帝让万物各按其时成为美好。
Just as the word says, there is a time for sowing and a time for reaping, and God has made all things good in its time.
然后再回到我一二年受洗之后。我非常诚实地说，之后我过了两年非常喜乐的生活。
And I want to tell you that after I believed, for those first 2 years, I lived a very joyful life.
但是我现在回想，我觉得是一个流于表面的喜乐，和一种很单纯的喜乐。
And looking back on that time, I think it was not just a superficial joy.It was a very superficial joy. It was very shallow.
因为很多事情都很新鲜，然后每次来聚会跟弟兄姐妹谈一谈，吃吃饭也很开心。
Because I enjoy coming to the meetings, and I always enjoyed eating together with the brothers and sisters and conversing with them.
但是第三年我发现事情不对。
But in the third year, then I experienced difficulties.
对，我内心里又感到了一种很强大的不安。
Inwardly, I sensed another very strong unrest.
实话说，我头两年，我觉得我自身没有什么变化，我的生活也没什么变化。
To be honest, in the first 2 years after I believed in the Lord, my life didn't change very much.
但是从第三年开始，我发现我所读的圣经和我真正的生活和我真正的思想开始有了一个极大的冲突。
But in the third year, I started to see that the word that I had read about, or I should say, the life that I lived, did not match up with the word that I read.
对，我感觉我又陷入了之前那个危机。
And I felt like I had fallen into a trap, into a crisis, sorry.
所以那段时间我非常痛苦。
So that was a very difficult time for me.
对，我满脑子里充满了各种各样的问题。
And I experienced many problems.
然后那段时间我开始参加小团小派聚会。
It was also during that time that I began to attend the home meetings.
因为我脑子很乱。
Because my mind was a mess.
我们小派聚会的弟兄姐妹们都知道，只要我一来，他们就知道问问题那个人来了。
And the brothers and sisters who met with me can attest that whenever I came, they would say, the one who asked questions has come.
大家都知道我问了很多愚蠢的问题。
And everyone knew that I asked many foolish questions.
现在说愚蠢，但是当时那真是我的问题。
And now, looking back, those questions really are foolish, but at that time, it was...Those were the questions that I had.
对，弟兄姐妹们给我各种各样的回答，然后我觉得有些问题是回答的，有些问题还没有得到解答。
At that time, the brothers and sisters answered my questions, and I felt satisfied with some of the answers and dissatisfied with others.
但是我觉得问题实际上回不回答并不重要。
But I think.Whether or not the question is answered is not what's most important.
但是我觉得不管弟兄们和弟兄在一起谈，对我心里是一个极大的安慰。
But that being able to fellowship with the brothers and sisters was a great comfort to me.
我觉得这是我当时能支撑下去一个巨大的力量。
And I think that gave me strength during those days.
但是弟兄姐妹可能并不能从表面看出来，但是当时的那些所有的讨论都是我能够再撑一个礼拜的力量。
And the brothers and sisters may not have seen it at the time, but those discussions and that fellowship strengthened me to go through the whole week.
所以我感谢主，感谢弟兄姐妹在那段时间极大的帮助。
So I thank the Lord, I thank the brothers and sisters for helping me during that time.
那段时间正好教会正在查出埃及记。
During that time, we were reading Exodus.
我其实那段时间非常羡慕在旷野里面的埃及人，以色列人。
Actually, at that time, I envied the Israelites when they were in the wilderness.
因为什么呢？因为有云柱和火柱。
Because they had the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
因为他们一睁眼就可以看到云柱，他们不用考虑今天要到哪里去，跟着去就行了。
As soon as they opened their eyes, they could see the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, and they didn't have to worry about where they needed to go. What a wonderful life that would have been.
虽然物质生活差一些，但是我觉得那是一个最好的生活，因为我最大的问题就是我不知道，我知道我应该和主建立有联系，但是我不知道是怎么弄的，我不知道是怎么来的。
And seeing that life, I thought it was good because I knew that I needed to have a connection with the Lord, but I didn't know how to make it.
所以白天有云柱，晚上有火柱，白天早上有玛拿的生活是多么美好的生活。
So I thought to have the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, and to have manna in the morning to eat, that would have been a good life.
我渴望上帝能跟我说话，然后我愿意跟着他走，但是我不知道。如何达成？
I earnestly desired God to speak to me, and I was willing to walk with him, but I didn't know how to go about this.
这种挣扎持续了相当长时间，可能有一两年之久。
And I experienced this for quite a long time, about a year or so.
我一度都有点很绝望，我觉得是不是我根本不是上帝要拣选那个人。
And sometimes I would even doubt and ask whether or not I was indeed chosen by God or not.
直到有一次，因为我脑子里经常有各种各样稀奇古怪的问题来 challenge 圣经。
And there was even one time I remember that because I often had questions, many strange questions to about the Bible.
但有一次我突然有一次我在有一个问题折磨了我几天之后。我有一次突然在朋友圈里面收到了一个朋友的贴文。
There was a question that I had had for many days, and suddenly, on one of these chat programs, I received a post from one of my friends.
这个朋友，这个贴文非常突兀，他之前有一年多没有贴过任何东西。
And it was very interesting because this friend hadn't posted in about a year or so.
我打开这个一看。我发现，我惊奇地发现，这就是在解决我那个问题那段圣经的 verse。
And as soon as I opened it and read it, I found that that was the answer to my question.
后来我很震惊，我当时心情非常震惊。
I was very shocked by this.
因为那个朋友基本上一年多都没有从来没有联系过，他就是没头没尾的突然贴了一段这个，然后这个刚好就是解决我疑问的一段经文。
Because I had not been in contact with this friend for about a year, and all of a sudden he posts something, and that which he posts is exactly the answer to my question, to the verse that I was wondering about.
我看的那个，我后来我当时看了很长时间这段贴文，我突然明白了一些事情。
And I read through this post for a while, and it helped me to understand.
我觉得。上帝可能无时无刻都在对我说话。
I think that God is constantly speaking to me.
但是，我都被我拒绝了。
But he has been rejected by me.
一种可能性是，我觉得这个不可能，这个绝无可能，所以就忽略了这个，忽略了这些信息。
And many times my response to him was.How can this be? Or how can God say this to me? And so I rejected what he said to me.
更多的时候我觉得是我自身的判断 override 我收到的信息。
And many other times it was because my own hopes overrode what God was speaking to me.
因为我觉得他这个不可能对。我自己觉得应该我知道怎么做我知道这是什么 是什么样子的。
Because I thought I knew what I should do.
所以在这件事情发生之后我有了一个很大的改变。
And so after this experience, there was a great change in my life.
我在做判断之前我要先停下来想一想。我再追寻一下这是我的意思还是主的意思。
When I'm making a decision, I first have to stop and think about it. Is this my will or is this God's will?
我觉得在这件事情开始做之后，我发现我内心发生了很大的变化。
After this experience, I felt that my heart had changed greatly.
我的确现在当时就开始体会到那句话“凡事祷告”的真正含义。
I began to experience the verse that says, "Pray in all things."
我脑子里依旧有很多的各种各样稀奇古怪的问题。
My mind was still filled with these strange questions.
但是我现在知道，我要用祷告来问，这个问题是我的，但是我需要你给我答案。
But I knew that now I could pray. Now I could ask the Lord, and He had the answers.
但是这件事情是的确是应验的，很多次。
And I experienced this many times, and those experiences proved.What I had learned.
因为很多时候你在浏览 YouTube 的时候，你突然会发现一个 video， 那个 video 也许就是你几天前问的问题的答案。
Sometimes even when I'm looking on YouTube, I find a video that answers a question that I have.
你在 读一些书的时候会突然跳出来一些章节，觉得哦，这就是我之前问的问题。
Or as I'm reading some books, then I find some verses that answer the question that I had.
很多这种事情发生很多，我可以真切的相信上帝是又真又活的上帝，他的确在我们身边。
And this experience happened many times so that I can testify that God is true and living and he is with me.
所以大概经过了三年之后，我的确是心服口服。
So after 3 years, it was as if I have no more excuses.
虽然我还有问题，但是我没有，不再会有那种跟 深层次的，然后去怀疑上帝的问题。
Even though I still had questions, but I no longer had questions which would cause me to doubt God.
我也真切地感受到这几年我自己内心的一些改变，我整个三观全部被颠倒过了。
And I also treasure the change that God has wrought in my heart.
很多以前看不明白的事情现在看明白了。
Many things that I couldn't understand before, now I understand.
很多圣经里面的话原来不懂，现在懂了很多。
Many verses that I didn't understand, now I understand.
所以，这是我的过程。我觉得像我这样的人，信主是一件非常困难的事情。
And this was my how I came to know the Lord. And I think for someone like me, it's very difficult for me to believe in the Lord.
然后就我的经验来看，重生是一个很痛苦的过程，同时也是很喜乐。
And in my experience, to have a new life, to be born again is a very difficult experience, yet also a very joyful experience.
但是我已经无路可走，只有唯一的一条路。
But I have no other way to go. I only have this way. Amen. So I want to thank everyone. I want to thank the Lord. I don't have anything else to say. I just want to say,
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你权柄、荣耀、国度都是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Glory, honor, and the kingdom be to you forever. Amen.
Amen.